This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Mafumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to have with us here on Make It Plain this morning the brand new president of the Service Employees International Union, April Verrett. April, how are you?
I'm doing so well. It's an honor to be with you all today. Thanks for having me.
And it's an honor to have you here. First of all, congratulations. How are these first few months going?
Thank you so much. You know, every day is a hustle, but I think we're doing well. And what a time to be alive. What a time to be a labor leader. What a time to be a Black woman.
Indeed, indeed. And as I've been saying to people, you all, and you see it right here in the flesh, all of our major unions are now headed by African Americans, two of them by Black women. That's of great historical significance, isn't it, April?
It is incredible. And I think Becky Pringle is the absolute bee's knees. She is incredible, as is Lee Saunders, as is Claude Cummings. And I am proud to be with them in solidarity and in the struggle to lift up the lives of working people.
That's also a reflection too, isn't it, April, of really how all of these unions, even is particularly SEIU, we have been in the rank and file for decades. And it only makes sense that over time we would gradually elevate to positions of leadership. When we look at SEIU, we're talking about, correct me if I'm wrong, in many instances, predominantly women of color in the first place.
Yeah, our union, SEIU, we represent 2 million service and care workers. You just think of service and care work, right? That tells you something. 60% of our members are women. Two-thirds of our membership is people of color. And so when that is who your base is, that is who you represent, it is only right and necessary if we're really going to build power to center the leadership of people like me, to be reflective of who our membership is and be able to connect and build power in a real way. Our union believes that we just cannot be about economic justice, that racial justice and economic justice are inexplicably linked, right? And part of achieving racial justice is creating space for leaders like me to lead.
Yeah. Of course, you mentioned the time we're in. Just before we get into that, and we're folks less than 30 days out now, Lord have mercy. But before I do that, though, just I want you to share with us, since you've been there, SEIU, you've gotten some victories this year in terms of your membership, right?
Yeah, we just now, almost 2 weeks ago, 35,000 home care workers in Michigan just won back their right to collectively bargain in a state that has taken huge steps backwards in the last decade or so as it relates to worker rights. That's just one of the victories that we are so proud of in SEIU. But even more so, looking for a future, at our convention this year, our members set a goal to organize 1 million new members into our union over the next 10 years. And so we are laser focused on achieving that goal and what's required of us to be able to achieve that goal.
And also, you all are deliberately looking for a younger generation. Right?
Absolutely. I like to say, you know, I am a part of building and leading a movement to make our labor movement one that is younger, darker, hipper, swaggier, fresher, more inclusive, right? Yeah. If we look at where our economy is going, if we look at where our country is going, it's younger, it's darker, and more inclusive, right? So we believe that to build power, you got to center those of us that have been the most marginalized, those who have had the least amount of power in this economy and in this country. And so we aren't excluding anybody, but we want to make sure those of us that have been excluded have an opportunity to be in the center of this movement.
And that's so important, especially as we talk about this election season. It is the younger, darker folk.
Yes.
Being so targeted for disinformation, April.
Yes.
And around somebody, well, I did better under Trump. No, you're going to do better under Kamala Harris and April Verrett.
God willing. That's right. God willing.
Because they will help you get some jobs.
Yeah.
See, you know, we don't have these jobs without the work you're doing, without the recruiting, without you fighting to not only get us in positions to have jobs, but to get living wages.
No, that's exactly right. Right. If you look at who led the fight for 15, right, who has brought higher wages to workers in this country over the last decade, it's been the unions, right? It's been led by SEIU, but others. If you look at who has championed a rise in the minimum wage, it surely isn't Republicans, right? We've taken steps backwards under the Trump regime when it comes to labor rights, right? He put the worst people in the world in charge of the National Labor Relations Act, the NLRB, gutted it. But it's been under the Biden-Harris administration that we've begun to see real gains in workers' rights again. And so we got to keep our eye on the prize and help people filter through the disinformation, right? Because we know that it's real.
And so you all are, if I have this right, you're investing $200 million in this election cycle, Service Employees International Union folks, to mobilize 6 million working class voters. Y'all ain't playing.
We are not playing, right? We are 10 toes down to make sure we do everything we can, take it all out of the tank if we have to make sure we give working people a chance. I like to say this election is not just about whose names are on the ballot. And I'm super proud that Vice President Harris and Governor Walz are running to be the president and the vice president, as well as other working people champions on ballots all over the country. But the most important lives that are at stake in this here election, it's the lives of everyday working people. This election is about us, right? Because those other folk ain't like us, Brother Lamar. They ain't like us. And so we are voting for ourselves. We are voting for our future.
Yeah. So help our audience understand, too, just so everyone's clear, because we're on social media and we're up against the disinformation. What are the consequences of a Trump administration when it comes to everyday working class people and folks even trying to get into the working class, April?
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about Project 2025. That is real, right? It is a playbook, not just of Donald Trump and J.B. Vance, but a lot of other folks who want to put in place conservative policies that make it harder for working people. But the reality is that if you care about how expensive housing is, right, that the cost of rent is skyrocketing, if you care how expensive groceries are, if you care about having a voice, agency in your own life, the choice for me is really, really clear. There is only one candidate that has put forth a real plan and real proposals about how to make our country one where working people can stand a chance to thrive. And that candidate is not Donald Trump, right? He may talk a good game. He may act like he care about us. He may talk about checks that went out that he signed that he absolutely had nothing to do with, right? Nothing to do
right.
with. But we know that under the leadership of President Biden and Kamala Harris, lives for many of us have gotten better. But Reverend Mark, a lot of us don't feel like it's gotten better, right? But that's true. And we got to own that. But we also have to paint a vision for a different future. And Donald Trump has never proven that he cares about working people. Like, he pays us lip service,
right?
And he throws out these fanciful, stories about people eating animals in Springfield, right? Like, it's all this game of distraction. Look over here.
Right.
Without letting people really filter through what's real. And so we're out here talking to, I like to call us high opportunity folks, right? The folks that people don't talk to, that have been disenfranchised from the political process. And so we're hitting the doors, we're hitting the phones, and we're talking to our folk to make sure we have the information we need to get out and to cast a common sense ballot for working people in this election.
Is it true that you all have already knocked on 3.2 million doors in the battleground states?
That's right, sir. We've knocked on 3.2 million doors, have talked to 4 million people and counted, right? Our work is not done yet.
So when we look at the battleground states, where would you say, and forgive me, I like to just do a little math to not only set my mind at ease, but set the audience's mind at ease. We look at battleground states. Are there any particular states where SIEU is stronger, or you kind of evenly spread out? Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, you guys kind of evenly spread out there?
We're not. We have more members in Pennsylvania than any other battleground state. We represent about 68,000 folks in the state of Pennsylvania. It's by far our largest membership in battleground states, but we are active in all of them. We are on the ground in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, plus, you know, three states where there are important Senate races and 30 congressional districts all over the country.
Our friend, our mutual friend, Apollos Baker with AFG and CBTU. And folks, let me just pause there. We've got to lift up the name of the mentor to us all, William Lucy, who has made his transition to the ancestry. We will be celebrating him in Washington, D.C., October 15th and 16th. None of us would be here without Mr. Lucy. And for those of you who don't know, he led the movement for the sanitation workers to become unionized in Memphis. The I Am a Man signs that they were carrying, that was Mr. Lucy. He and James Lawson, we lost Reverend Lawson, we lost both of them this year, in the same year. He founded the Coalition of Black Trade Unions.
He did.
And helped to move unions with the influence of Black folk into the streets, being outside, knocking on doors. And so what April and SEIU are doing is a testimony to that. But what I was about to say, Apollos, he's with AFG, American Federation of Government Employees, another union led by an African-American. He's from Philly. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, he said, Mark, if we can get Philly really to turn out the way we need to, we can carry Pennsylvania.
No, that's right. And I join you in lifting up the memory and the legacy of Mr. Lucy. I certainly wouldn't be in the position that I am in today without his sacrifice and his struggle and his accomplishments. But you're right, Mark, this election is going to come down to Philly, Detroit, Milwaukee, places like that, right? In states like that, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Charlotte, Atlanta. But we can win, right? If we do what we know how to do, we can win with all of the tools that we have. We got to get out and we got to talk to folks, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not one to say, oh, I don't care who you vote for, just go out and do it. No, I care who you vote for.
But see, that's the power of unions. Uh-huh. See, unfortunately, some of our organizations fall into that 501c or 501c4 category. But that's why unions are strong, y'all. They can call the shots they need to call. And that's important. April, I want to touch on one other thing, because again, in terms of some of our disaffected young people, and Claude Cummings is actually hitting us up right now. There's Claude. Hey, Claude. Hey, man. He's watching on Facebook. That's why we go to social media, y'all. So,
hey, Brother Claude.
So now our elder Claude knows we know what we're supposed to do, April. We do our job.
That part. What part?
We get our gold star today from Claude. But check this out, though, April. Or Betty, if someone's listening now, young person, young African-American, I don't have nothing going on for me. The rappers all with Trump. Y'all ain't. What can you say to a young person right here, right now, that SEIU, or one of the other unions call them, I need a job. Mm-hmm. I need something to do. What is it you can say to them now to get them involved and possibly create an opportunity for them, even SEIU or for that matter, Claude and CWA?
Listen, the one thing I can say is that there are billions of dollars right now, be it invested in jobs targeted at people of color, that the Biden Harris administration has funded, right? You can go to the electricians, you can go to the laborers, you can go to the carpenters and get yourself enrolled in a pre-apprenticeship program and an apprenticeship program brought to you by Vice President Kamala Harris. Donald Trump will never, ever be able to make that claim. And there's not enough of those opportunities to go around. But if you had to choose between somebody who created an opportunity for you versus someone who took an opportunity from you, who are you going to choose? Right?
Yeah.
This is not about posturing on the gram. This is not about, you know, saying you for Donald Trump for the clicks, which I think a lot of folks are doing, right? Because they know deep in their soul that he doesn't care about them. But we can't just live a life that's about the clicks. If you care about your future, if you care about your children's future, the choice is just really, really clear. And we also got to call it what it is. White supremacy and misogyny has affected all of us. How we as Black folks see ourselves and see our potential is reflective of the world that we live in. And so we got to stop letting these people tell us what to think about ourselves, right? This is a strong Black woman who has an opportunity to lead this country. And don't you want to be a part of making that happen?
Yeah. And she has said, hasn't she? She's been very open about the fact everybody is not going to come right out of high school and go straight to college.
That's right.
I don't know the last time we've heard a presidential candidate use the vocabulary of apprenticeship.
That's right.
Right. I mean, I heard it, I'm like, it's getting real.
It's very real. Right. You know, Di Trout laughed at strikers, said, yeah, fire them. She got out of walk picket lines with striking workers. Right. She's worked at McDonald's. Right. She was not born, you know, into wealth. Right. She was born into a working class family raised by a single mom. Donald Trump was born on a golden toilet and has been spewing crap ever since.
Yeah, yeah. And attacking individuals who've been doing the work. So, for example, he's been attacking the Haitians. Now, I suspect somewhere around here, there's some Haitian folk in SEIU.
There are.
Well, service work. Amen?
Amen. And Springfield, Ohio.
Okay. So some of the workers in Springfield are SEIU.
Yeah, we have we represent a hospital as well as other workers in Springfield, Ohio, where many, you know, Haitian people who are in this country legally, you know, live and work. Right. We are very proud to have a very diverse membership. Haitians, not just in Ohio, but in Boston, you know, in South Florida.
Yeah. And that counts. And they vote in South Florida.
They do vote in South Florida. That's absolutely.
I hear Haitians do 70% voter turnout in Florida. Trump didn't know that. And Rick Scott's telling him to shut up.
Yeah.
Because those folks are going to turn out to vote.
Look, so you can keep playing in our face if you want to, but it only works for so long.
Well, April, you all are doing the work that needs to be done. You all are knocking on the doors. This is important, folks. We can't give up. We can't get relaxed. Some of us feel good. I think we're going to be okay. But that's not a reason to take the foot off the gas. You know, sometimes we think we got it and then we don't have to go vote. No, we have got to go vote. We've got to get out. So if there are people who want to volunteer and help the SEIU, please tell them what they need to do.
Yeah, you can find us on social media, either on our SEIU channels or on mine, which is at SEIU Press, SEIUPRES. On all channels, or find us online at SEIU.org, and we will definitely put you to work.
Now, I'd be remiss. We talked about some of the history. We talked about Bill Lucy, God rest his soul. Your grandmother, Lord have mercy, was a union steward for SEIU.
She was. My grandmother that raised me worked for the Chicago Park District.
Amen.
And she was a union steward for SEIU Local 46 at the time. And she was really proud. I'll never forget the day she came home that a man named Jarvis Williams was elected to be the first Black president of her local union.
Wow. Amazing. So you continuing, holding up the bloodstained banner.
Indeed. And I'm just going to say this, Mark, you get to hear this first in public. Today is my 50th birthday. 50? I know, right?
You're not 50.
I am. And so if for nothing else, I am asking any and everybody who want to do something for me for my birthday, y'all know what it is, right? It's get out there and it's do the work. It's talk to your friends, talk to your families. Stop believing the lies, right? Stop believing the misinformation. We are in this for us, right? And if you, don't think about Vice President Harris. Think about your life. Think about your future cast your vote appropriately.
Folks, vote for yourself.
That's right. Vote for yourself.
That's what April Sanders, 50 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should talk to me before you said that. See, I would have helped you push 35.
Hey, I'll take it.
You know? So y'all forget that. She's 35 today, y'all.
That's all right. I'm proud of it, 50. I mean, it's like, and I'm applying pressure.
that's beautiful. Happy birthday to you, April, and enjoy your day. Thank you for spending. I'm honored to spend your birthday with you.
Thank you. I can't think of a better way to spend it.
Well, that's right. What y'all gonna party today?
Just a little bit. We gonna work. We gonna call voters.
Well, God bless you. God bless the entire team there. Folks, follow SEIU on social media. Folks, deal with things that are real. April is here in the flesh. SEIU is real. This other stuff is not real. All right. And I said the other day, April, God bless our sister Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But Kamala Harris' father is not white. There are pictures of the Loch Ness Monster. There ain't no pictures of no white father, Kamala Harris. Okay, so, you know, y'all don't believe the things that people are saying just for whatever reason they're saying them. But we're going to get this cleared up. $200 million on the ground. SEIU and April are outside, y'all. Knocking on 3.2 million doors. Philly, Detroit, all these cities. Y'all in North Carolina too, right?
We are. We are North Carolina as well.
North Carolina. Georgia, Nevada, Arizona. Let's get this done.
Let's go April, get it.
April, again, we thank you for joining us here on Make It Plain. You're always welcome. Looking forward to doing more and more with you and looking forward to whatever assignments you want to give me. All right.
I got you. All right.
I'm at your service.
All right. You all be good. Take
all right.
Care.
Take care now. All right. Bye-bye. April Verrett, folks, with SEIU joining us here. On Make It Plain. Good to hear from the president of CWA, Clark Cummings, as well. As we lift up the name of Bill Lucy, also, ladies and gentlemen, who passed away. This is it. My classmate, Karen Watkins, Brian, shouting us out. Vote. Y'all see that? Vote blue with a blue heart on it. Hey, Karen, how you and the family doing? God bless you and your family and your brother and his family, Jonathan. We grew up together in Clark Memorial United Methodist Church, where Reverend Lawson was before he went to Memphis to join Bill Lucy in the Memphis Sanitation Workers strike. Amen. And so, folks, we've got to do this. Don't believe all this other stuff that you're hearing out here. I'm telling you, if you Google a picture of the Loch Ness Monster, there's a picture. If you Google a picture of the Abominable Snowman, there's a picture. If you Google a picture of Bigfoot, there's a picture. If you Google a picture of the Martians who allegedly in the 50s came down to meet with Dwight Eisenhower, there's a picture. Why did I know about that? Because Dick Gregory was invited to the meeting and couldn't make it. He told me that. I'm just saying what he was saying to me. I'm not saying, you know, but there's documentation. Even if you don't believe those things, there is no documentation of a white Kamala Harris father. Nobody's even created a fake picture. You know, and I'm disappointed because when we were kids, you know, we started watching Good Times. Our first crush was Thelma. But Thelma was a little too old for us. So when Janet came on, Penny, she's the same age. So that was our crush. And I'm sorry. I thought we would have gotten together by now. I guess that went in the cards. But our sister's saying that she's got a white father. It's not true. And I know where she gets that from because there was a brother who went viral. A brother. Black men, and we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to mobilize. Black men, we've got to support black women. We've got to support this black woman. We're coming up next week will be the 29th anniversary
of the Million Man March. Next year will be the 30th anniversary. We made a pledge to support our families, our women, and our children. We've got to uphold that. We've got to support this sister. I know there's a lot of stuff hanging out there. Today's the anniversary of what happened in Israel. And then immediately thereafter, we've seen nothing but a total assault on the Palestinian people by a madman. And now this very madman is trying to start a world war beginning in the Middle East. We can't have that either. And so whomever we elect 29 days from now, we want someone who's going to listen to us, hopefully, and stop this conflict. Is Donald Trump going to do that? We have a chance with the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz administration, with a Kamala Harris president-elect. So think about that. All of this can change. We can impact all of this. Kidney said his crush was on Willona. Well, folks, we thank you for joining us live. We're going to probably come back and hit you again a little bit later, talk about some of this stuff. Make sure you, I think for a lot of states today may be the deadline to confirm your registration. Some of these states are purging. Don't get purged. Be sure that you are registered. Also want to lift up my brother, my classmate, my roomie at Georgetown. Went on to be a legend. Mutombo, you can see there's his shirt. I'm wearing his Mutombo coffee shirt. Our brothers made his transition. And we'll miss our good brother, beautiful brother. Too many folks leaving us. Good folks leaving, y'all. Good folks. Rem Lawson, Bill Lucy, Mutombo. So many. We just lost Jamal Brown, lost his mom, the Reverend Dr. Cecilia Williams Brown. God bless her. We just lost an AME church bishop, Ann Henning Byfield, and just so many. So many moving on, but we have a duty to carry on what they began. So why don't we do that? You and me and you and SEIU. Amen. All right. You all have a wonderful day. Check back in. Stay tuned here on our social media. We're going to, not sure, probably maybe around 5:30. We may do a little something else special for you live on the interweb. So please stay tuned. Love y'all. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day until we see you a little bit later.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.